this year, Purim falls out Matzah Shabbos Sunday. We spoke last week how that changes the Din Lagabe Tainus Esther. And this week, Be'ez Hashem, we'll speak about the dinim that are negeya specifically for this Shabbos, because Shabbos is Erev Purim. The first din is, could one papir, somebody who lanes the Megillah? So Shabbos is a perfect time. Of course, you leave everything for the last minute. So Shabbos, Erev Purim, could one go ahead and papir the laning of the Megillah? So technically, it should be an issue of Achana. You're papiring for after Shabbos. The same thing was Negei this past year, as Matzah Shabbos was Tisha B'Av. So could somebody papir Megillah Seicha on Shabbos? L'chayru would be an issue of Achana, papiring for Matzah Shabbos. So for this, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, and it's brought in many other poskim as well, that since when somebody prepares the Megillah, so now he's considered a Bal Kaira, so even if he doesn't end up laning tomorrow night, he prepared the Megillah, and he knows how to read the Megillah, this that he knows how to read the Megillah, he has already on Shabbos, so it's not considered Achana for Matzah Shabbos, and one's allowed to prepare on Shabbos for Matzah Shabbos reading the Megillah.
Would be any different than preparing a Shabbos from 3 weeks from now?
So you're saying even on a regular Shabbos, for a different Shabbos, you have time. You know already this week, after Shabbos afternoon, you want to start for next Shabbos. Very good. Should be the same thing. You're allowed to do it. You're saying it's not only in the case of Matzah. No, so this Heter would apply for that also. You're right. It's not only in twice a year, Purim. And you're saying every Shabbos, if somebody wants to appear Shabbos afternoon this week, Tetzava for Kisisa. Very good. It would be Mutter, because now on Shabbos, you're already prepared Bal Kaira for now. The same thing would be if you want to prepare for a davening, for a halal, anything else. You have it already now. You're about Kaira, about Tefillah.
Shabbos Haggadah for the Haggadah. You read Shabbos Haggadah the afternoon, you read the Haggadah. Same as that night.
That's where you get something for that day.
That's maybe the minig is for the day itself. You're right. The Goyin says not to. But Enochanami, that would also be if the reason of the minig is to be fluent in the Haggadah, so you have that also. Very good. You would be able to do it on Shabbos Haggadah, because you're fluent. The next shaila would be is, tomorrow, are you allowed to move your Megillah? You took your Megillah out, you were looking at it, you prepared it for ready Matzah Shabbos, and you left it laying around, you want to move it, you want to put it away. So is the Megillah Muktzah, right? Let's say if it falls out on Shabbos, we don't read, right? If Purim Sholosh falls out on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, we don't read. So is one allowed to move the Megillah? Is tiltal of the Megillah moving the Megillah on Shabbos butter? So the Shari Tshuva says, since a person's allowed to read the Megillah, you're allowed to learn in the Megillah, you're allowed to read it on Shabbos. Since you're allowed to read it on Shabbos, it's mutter to be metaltal. You're allowed to learn in the Megillah, even in a kosher Megillah, you're allowed to learn it on Shabbos. So Mela, it's mutter to use, you're allowed to move the Megillah on Shabbos. Says the Shari Tshuva, even Lafita Pri Chadosh, that says that it's aser to be metaltal Megillah on Shabbos, you're not allowed to move the Megillah on Shabbos, that's only in Yerushalayim. When Purim falls out on a Shabbos, in that case, in that scenario, over there you're not allowed to move the Megillah on Shabbos, because since it's the Zman Megillah, you would have been reading the Megillah, but we don't read it because Chachamim said you don't read it, Shem Yavrena Dalad Amos, so only over there it's Asa to be Metaltal. But let's say any other year, or in Chutzlar, it's a place not in Shushan Abira where we lay on Yudal, which is never on Shabbos, so anytime Shabbos, it would be mutter. So it would come out a year like this year, it would be mutter to be metaltal the Megillah on Shabbos. Tomorrow, you'll have to move the Megillah. Yeah, the Machzis HaShekel actually speaks it out. Clearly, the Machzis HaShekel says that a year like this year, that Purim falls out to be Erev Shabbos, you'll have to be metaltal the Megillah. However, the Magen Avraham in Hilchas by the Kriyas HaMegillah, the famous Shitas HaMagen Avraham, the Magen Avraham says that if a person is a oinus and he can't read the Megillah Purim by night, he's allowed to read it mitplag amincha lemaila. He's allowed to read the Megillah mitplag amincha lemaila. He says only if he's a oinus. One second. The Magen Avraham before Shabbos. The Magen Avraham is holding in a regular year. Any year, Purim falls out in the middle of the week. The day before Purim, you're allowed. Tainus Esther after Mincha, you're allowed to read the Megillah. Not even plaga Mincha. Lamaile says only oinus. Even though we have a plag minion over here, Megillah we don't read. It's yeah. It's only if these oinus. That's the Magen Avraham says. It has to really be b'shas atchak gomer to read the Megillah. So Memela, what would be a year like this year that Purim, a person has an oinus and he can't read the Megillah Matzah Purim for whatever the reason is. I'm sorry, Matzah Shabbos, which is Leil Purim, could one go and read the Megillah Shabbos afternoon? So the Magen Avraham says, first the Magen Avraham starts off nearer that it's mutter. It's mutter. The Magen Avraham says nearer that it's mutter to read Shabbos afternoon in a plaga mincha, you're allowed to read the Megillah. But then afterwards, says the Magen Avraham, Lamaisa, he thinks that it's aser. Ach yesh lesser, they ain't carrying a Megillah b'Shabbos. Lamaisa, you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos. So maybe it's aser. Would come out Lefidus Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham says that tomorrow afternoon you're not allowed to read the Megillah because it's Lamaisa Shabbos. So then you would be at sad that it should be aser. It would come out that it should be aser if it would be aser to be batal to the Megillah. Are you going to ask me maybe only minaplaga mincha lamaila, because only then is when it's you can read it, and the rest of the time not?
Either it's today or tomorrow. Which one?
With a bracha?
What do you mean, either today or tomorrow?
The fact that you're allowed to do it after plag, right? What is that zman considered?
You're talking about legabe tiltal on Shabbos, or you're talking about reading?
Yeah,
no, for reading the Megillah, it's only minaplaga mincha. And technically, you would be able to read it on a different year. But on Shabbos, yeah, you're yoytze. Your yoytze the Megillah then b'diavid,
right.
So when you read it then, actually I have to check, I don't remember offhand.
But it's still Shabbos, it's definitely Shabbos.
It's Shabbos. The Magen Avraham has a tzad yelaru, and then he says, no, it's Shabbos, you're not allowed. So if you're not allowed to read the Megillah, it would come out very clearly that it should be just like the Chachamim Asered, just like the Pri Chadash says that you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos and Yerushalayim, so to over here you wouldn't be allowed to. How much would you not be allowed to be metaltal? Just the atman aplaga mincha or the whole day, so that goes into already a Shabbos to gesugya. If a muktzah lachatzi Shabbos, we find the same thing lulav. A lulav is only by day, but if it's Shabbos by night also, these are iser. So that's but al kaponim like the Magen Avraham would be aser. The Chasam Seif has two questions on this. On this din to aser for our year, this year, tomorrow to be metaltal. The Chasam Seif has two questions. First of all, the Chasam Seif asks that the Pri Chadash, what's the tzad to Aser being metalta Megillah on Shabbos? The Pri Chadash that says that it's Aser. The Pri Chadash argues on the Magen Avraham, and the Pri Chadash holds, the Pri Chadash says that you're not allowed to read the Megillah and a plaga mincha lamaila. Ever. So really it should come out, you want to use the Pri Chadash to say that it's Aser tiltal b'Shabbos, but on a year like this year, that Shabbos afternoon, the Pri Chadash says you can't read it anyway. So Mela, there'll be no Aser tiltal. Everybody agrees that on a different week of the year, it's for sure mutter. It's just like you're allowed, a person has written scrolls of all other Nevi'im, Ksuvim, of course you're allowed to read it. Why not? You're allowed to Kekoyra B'Toyra. The question is just this year that it's Erev Purim and Minaplaga Mincha, these Shittas that you're allowed to already read the Megillah, that is a tzad maybe that it's going to be Aser. That's what we're speaking about. So one Shaila, just a second, Yitzi, a second. So one Shaila, the Chasam Sofer asks that the Pri Chadash disagrees that you're not allowed to even read the Megillah tomorrow afternoon, and therefore it should be Mutter B'Toltel. Another question he asks is the following. Why is it Aser, why did Chachamim say you're not allowed to take Lulav on Shabbos, you're not allowed to blow Shofar on Shabbos, why you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos? Shema Yavirena Dal Ramas B'Shasaram, you're going to take it to a Chacham. If that's the case, why bris mila? We know if a bris falls out to be the eighth day falls out on Shabbos, we are doicha Shabbos. Why weren't the chacham oike shem yavirenu? The rishonim have different reasons to explain why bris mila is different. So one of the reasons the Ran explains that the issa shem yavirenu is if all of Klal Yisrael has the mitzvah, so everybody's very torrid with lulav, no one's going to watch another person, and therefore these are issa of shem yavirenu mila. Just this one person, the father, has the mitzvah, or the few people that are doing the meal of that Shabbos. So Mela, the Chachamim weren't oiked, there's no Shem Yavirenu. The Mela says, the Chasam Sofer, I would think the same thing should be this Shabbos afternoon, and it should be mutter to read. Meaning to say is, if it's a did on all of Klal Yisrael to read on Shabbos, like let's say in Yerushalayim, Purim, Shulish, so over there, the Chachamim were oiker, because everybody's going to be busy with reading the Megillah, Shem Yavirenu Dal Ramas. But if it's only a few people that are doing it, the people that have Oinsim to read the Megillah Shabbos afternoon, the halacha should be very clearly that it's mutter. So the Chassam Sofer comes out that it should be mutter, and therefore that's really what seems that the halacha is that a person could be metaltal tomorrow, the Megillah, even though it's Erev Purim and it's after Plag. One more nekuda to this idea of Shema Yavirenu. The Hemek Shaila, the Netziv, on the Shiltzis brings that this that they assert Megillah when it falls out on Shabbos is really only the Issa Kriya of by day, which means we read the Megillah by night and by day. By day is the Iker, then not by night. So he says, really, big Yisayin and Shema Yavirenu, this Isser that the Chamam Asser doing mitzvahs on Shabbos that might bring you to carry, that's only if it's a mitzvah by day. He asks a question. If Pesach falls out on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of eating matzah. There's a mitzvah of eating maror. So why don't you say Shema Yavirenu Dal Ramas? We're going to learn Be'ez Hashem after Hilchas Afiyas Matzah. There's a lot of halachas that are negayin matzah. Why don't you have the same shayla Shem Yavirenu Dal Ramas? That's what the Netziv asks. You should be Shem Yavirenu Dal Ramas B'Shus HaRabim. So the Netziv says... What'd say?
Why would you take an Rosh
HaRabim? Good shayla, I guess, if let's say it's a is it a kafel or not kafel? These different shaylas that a person could check out the matzah. You know, people have chabura matzahs. You see, they check through every matzah. These things to, that could be a shayla on checking the matzah itself. And why is he no Shema Yavirenu? It says the Netziv, Shema Yavirenu Dal Ramas is only by day, not by night. They weren't goyzer by night. Why weren't they goyzer by night?
They didn't go out of the house by night.
Because the derech is not to go out by night. See, I guess there could be a candle, you could look, you could find. People, yeah, it was dark, you didn't see where you went, the male people didn't go out. And the male, the chachamim weren't goyzer Shema Yavirenu Dal Ramas b'shus haram by night. So the male, let's think for a minute. When Purim falls out, when Purim falls out Shabbos, so really by night we would be okay for you to read the Megillah. We would be okay for you to read the Megillah. But the din is that the Megillah by night and by day have to be the same day. So once they already oikir the day Megillah, they said don't read it by night also. But technically, in Yerushalayim, when Purim falls out on Shabbos, we technically would have been able to have the Kriyas HaMegillah by night. You should read by night Kriyas HaMegillah. They took it away. Says the Netziv, a second, you see, right after this, I want to hear. Says the Netziv, what happens in a year of Purim Matzah Shabbos, like this year, and you want to read the Megillah, Minat Plaga Mincha? So really, there was no reason to aser the Megillah of Purim by night. That Megillah, they never were goyzer on. So if they were never goyzer on that Megillah, he says, if that's the case, you should be able to read the Megillah Shabbos afternoon. So here's another shita that would hold. I'm not saying lahalocha l'maisa. I'm just bringing a shita that holds that you would even be able to read the Megillah Shabbos afternoon, minaplaga mincha. And therefore, we're coming out that lahalocha, a person could be metaltal the Megillah. A person could be metaltal the Megillah tomorrow, even though it's a zman Megillah, and maybe it should be asa, not asa, you could be metaltal the Megillah. Not only a whole day, but even min aplaga min chulamayla. The rest of the day, technically, it should be mutter because it's not even a zman megillah. But we're just saying in the afternoon, which is question. Yeah, it's worse because it's zman megillah, and some shittas would say you're not allowed to read it then. So just like the pre chadash says Shabbos of Purim, you're not allowed to metal to the megillah because they answered. Yitzi, what were you saying?
So two things. Number one, by shofar, by lulav, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah anyways at night. They don't make an issue about it.
Right, there's nothing what the, let's say it would have been by day and by night, and each one is a separate mitzvah for itself. It could be they would have allowed a mitzvah, right? But it's not even a gate. A mitzvah is man mitzvah has been from the whole day, just by yom v'lay v'layla.
The second thing, going back to Tisha B'Av for a second, you might have a different issue there because many non Hasidim have the minute to only learn Tisha B'Av stuff from Chatzos and on. And some apply that to Shabbos also. So if you're telling me I can learn Tisha B'Av stuff, but I can't be Necha, so what am I doing?
You could learn it from a Chumash. You're talking about papyring. So the papyring din, that's something else. You could learn. We spoke about this. I actually gave, because this year was Taka, Tisha B'Av fell out to be Matzah Shabbos. We spoke about learning. You're right. No, Yitzi, you're right. The point about Shabbos afternoon. But even if you learn, you have to learn only sad stuff. So you don't have to read, you don't have to prepare with the truck. You could learn the Megillah Seichot. There's a lot what to learn, whatever you learn on Tisha B'Av, learn Erev Tisha B'Av. Till now we spoke about the din of being metaltalit. To be metaltal the Megillah, What's about bringing the Megillah? Are you allowed to bring the Megillah on Shabbos to Shul? For whatever reason, you forgot to bring it Erev Shabbos. Some places, some minyanim, don't give enough time. Most places give a break, either before Ma'ariv or after Ma'ariv. But most places give time. But if let's say there's no time, you don't want to bring it before Shabbos because it's going to get lost. So are you allowed to bring the Megillah on Shabbos to Shul, preparing for, which means tomorrow afternoon, you go on Shabbos already before Ma'ariv, you go on Shabbos Mincha, staying for Shalosh Shabbos, could you bring the Megillah then? So the Shari Tshuva says that it's also to bring it on Shabbos, even if there's an Erev, because it's a Chana, you're not allowed to. But he says, Efsher, you could bring it Betzina, if you're going to learn in the Megillah, you'll learn in the Megillah. Now obviously Betzina for two reasons. First of all, because if you don't, if it's going to be like in the open, it's a Zilusa de Shabbos because you're bringing a Megillah, which is red Matzah Shabbos. Also, people are going to make a mistake. People are going to see and they're going to think it's Mutter. Sometimes you want to bring a Machzer or a Sefer for the next night. So you bring it, you learn it. But that's easier because when you're walking with a Machzer, people think you're going to Mincha now or you need it for now. You don't see that it's preparing for tonight. When you're carrying the Megillah to Shul, people see that you're preparing for tonight. So Betzina, and you learn from it, you're allowed to do it. Lamai said, Machtes HaShekel says, the Lashon, V'rafi B'yadi. It's a very weak heter to bring it and learn it. He doesn't like this heter. The Aruch HaShulchan also says, Efshe Demutter, U'makomokim Nizharim Shalei Lovili Deizeh. Try to bring it before Shabbos, try to bring it after Shabbos.
Is there a difference in Hachana between Benish Mashas?
So that we'll leave on the side. I want to cover more for now, but that's a good Shaila B'chlal if it's more... How Hachana the Raisa and only being a Shmashas the Rabbana, that's a separate Shmuz. There's another did. Could somebody say it's Negea this Shabbos, it's Negea different times? Could somebody say, tell his kids, you should take a nap now, it's like this, you could be rested for tonight, for Purim? Yeah, that's the Metzias, that is the reality. To do it without saying is not a shaila. You're allowed to take a nap Shabbos afternoon, but to tell your kids, say, I'm going to take a nap now, I want to be rested for tonight. Are you allowed to do it? Or it's again a shaila of achana. So the Magen Avraham says in Hilchos Shabbos that a person shouldn't say nishan hayoyim, that we should be able to do malachteinu, so we should be able to do work tonight. Zok the machzah shekel, why not? Because you're showing that you're doing the rest now for tonight. A person could rest on Shabbos. A person could rest the last day of Pesach to be rested, to stay up at night, to clean and to put away the Pesach things. But that's all without saying. If you say, you're showing why what you're doing. Tichayadim says that a person shouldn't say that I'm gonna even without a malach, you shouldn't say that I'm gonna nap now Shabbos afternoon so I could stay up Matzah Shabbos. The Beis Halevi, the Haggadah Beis Halevi brings from the Brisker Rav, even for a mitzvah, which I would ask you all, this past year Shavuos fell out to be Matzah Shabbos. So could a person say that I want to sleep Shabbos afternoon so I can be able to stay up Matzah Shabbos Shavuos? It's a Dvar Mitzvah to learn. So the Brisker Rav said that when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, a person says, brought in the Haggadah of his Halachas, also bring it, that a person shouldn't say Shabbos afternoon, let's nap now Shabbos afternoon so we should be rested for the Seder, which is also a Mitzvah deraisa of Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim. A person should not say that he's going to sleep now to be rested for at night, even for a Dvar Mitzvah. Me'idach, in Shailas Tshuvas Be'er Moshe, Debetzin Rav brings that somebody asked him if a person's allowed to say that he's going to sleep Shabbos afternoon so he can learn many hours Matzah Shabbos. It's a Dvar Mitzvah. Is a person allowed to say, I'm napping now because if I take a 2-hour nap, I can learn 5 hours Matzah Shabbos? Is a person allowed to do that? So he said he brings that it's a Mefurisha Taisvus Shabbos, the earlier Paiskim, that it's mutter for a person to say that he's going to nap now to do a mitzvah Matzah Shabbos. Mutter. It's mutter. It's mutter. But it's only mutter if the mitzvah is not a malacha. Like, let's say a person cannot say, I'm going to nap now Shabbos afternoon to be able to write a Sefer Torah Matzah Shabbos. That you're not allowed to do. But to be able to stay up Shavuos night, to stay up, to do a mitzvah, that's mutter that you're allowed to do. It's mutter. And then he brings, but it's something that's not a Dvar Mitzvah, just a Rishus, even if it's not a Malach, it's Aser. You're not allowed to say, my relatives are coming Matzah Shabbos, I want to be rested for them, so I want to be rested for Matzah Shabbos. That you're not allowed to do. But for a Dvar Mitzvah, if it's not a Malach, it's mutter. He brings in the Hashmatas from his brother, the Baal B'Tzela Chachma, was the Rav in Australia. And he has a whole shaila about Shavuos night, and about, he brings also about the Leila Seder also falls, and he says that if you, what I'm showing over here, of course it's going to be mutter. It's mutter to say for a Dvar Mitzvah you're allowed to. So what comes out, what should come out for here is if somebody is laning two times and he needs the koyach for that, so it would be mutter for a person to say, I want to get a nap because I have to lane the Megillah and I have to lane it loud. There's a lot of people and I have to, it takes a lot of energy. It would be mutter. Shal Shudas, tomorrow afternoon. These are Locha in Shulchan Aruch. The Rama brings it in Siman Tafresh Tzadik Hei. That these are halach, these are din that were marben besudik tzas, even leil purim. The ikar adin, the chiv of the four mitzvahs is by day. Person should make sure the megillah. Person shouldn't get too carried away by night and then not hear the megillah by day. The ikar mitzvah, megillah, all the mitzvahs are by day. But these are din noigel har besudik tzas. Says the Magen Avraham, even if purim falls out to be matzah Shabbos, like this year, says the Magen Avraham, still, a person should make sure to have Noigan Laharba Besudik Tzas. Oh, one second. So, good Shaila. I looked around. I hear, what do you say, Tak? I saw somebody brings that he asked Reb Chaim Kanevsky the Shaila, but I hear it's a good Shaila. Tepeklay, anyways, what's the Chiddush that even this year? Tepeklay is the Chiv Malav Malka. Yeah, I hear the Shaila. I have it. Sarachi and Tepeklay Mashum Lav Malka. It's a good Shaila. Yeah, I hear.
You can have two reasons.
No, but you have to say that even when it falls out, we're going to discuss what should change this year in a minute, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. But what do you have to have? Even this year, you should be noig in lahar b'suda. Typically, anyways, he's a chi of suda al tzmalav malka. Oh, so the Machzah Shekel says, which is vital, a little bit interesting. The Machzah Shekel says, a chochem ein v'roshoi, and he should be memayit b'achilosei Shabbos, or at least shal shudis, so you should be able to eat. He should be able to eat the Suda Matzah Shabbos. But here also, how does that answer? And every what's always? Then you're always supposed to eat Ma'at B'Shal Shadda Sumalav Malka? No. He's a Chi of Suda every Matzah Shabbos. So what changes over here? Tzarechin. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch also brings this then that a person should be Ma'at in Shal Shuddas for to be able to eat the Suda Leil Purim. Lamai said a Mishnah Brewer doesn't bring this halacha of being memayit. He brings halacha of the Shulchan Aruch brings the laharbas besudik tzas, but the Mishnah Brewer doesn't say about being memayit in a year like this year. Why doesn't the Mishnah Brewer bring it? The Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says the reason why these are mitzvah laharbas besudik tzas leil purim. What's the inyan of the suda? Some of these many reasons. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says is because you shouldn't come into purim starved. You shouldn't come in mu'une. The fact is, Tainus Esther, we fast Erev Purim, we come into Purim hungry. So Mela, if there's a Chi of Suda, so Mela, it's true, you come into Purim, not like we said Erev Shabbos, you come into Shabbos fasting, you come in fasting, but if you're going to eat the Suda, you have it in Suda, you're not going to fast. So Mela says, you're not going to be starved Purim by night. Mela says, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, a year like this year, that you're anyways not fasting, so you don't really have the reason. Avada the din is a din, laharbas besuda, but you don't really have the reason. So Bela, you don't have to be b'mayit b'achilasei to be able to eat the whole suda leil purim, because l'maisa leil purim is only a reason because you're fasting, don't come into purim starving. So a year like this year, you're not coming and starving, so you don't really have the ikar reason of the chiyav achila. Two more dinim. One is when a person eats shalashuddis and his shalashuddis continues into Matzah Shabbos. So this shaila is not only a shaila for this year and for Purim. It's a shaila when Chanukah falls out this past year. Chanukah fell out to be Matzah Shabbos. It started on a Matzah Shabbos. So if somebody eats Shabbos shalashuddis and it goes into Chanukah, so Ritzei you for sure have. What's about also saying Al Anisim? And it was just negated as past Rosh Chodesh also. Rosh Chodesh Adar was Sunday, Monday. So if somebody eats Shal Shuddis and it goes into the night, you have Ritzei and Yalav Yavai. So the Mishnah Brura says that a person should not say Al Hanisim and Ritzei because it's Tarta Desasri. Either it's Shabbos or it's Sunday. Which means, even though the Mishnah Brura has been supek about Ritzei and Yalav Yavai over the year, these different shitas about it, but he says Al Hanisim, the Lashon is, since he says by Al Anisim it's only a Rishus. to know what the difference is from Yalavi Ovi, but it's only Rishus, and therefore a person does not have to, a person should does not and should not say Al Hanisim. One of the reasons given why a person should not say Al Hanisim different than Yalavi Ovi, listen to a beautiful pshat. When do you say by Yalavi Ritzei and Yalavi Ovi? So if you say Ritzei, and then Yalavi Ovi, so Ritzei goes for Shabbos, and then Matzah Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, so it's in order. You said Ritzei is Shabbos, and then Matzah Shabbos is Yalavi Ovi. So you say, you're saying in order Shabbos and Sunday. Mashing, where do you say Al Hanisim? Al Hanisim you say in the beginning, very good. And therefore, if you're saying Al Hanisim first for Matzah Shabbos and then Ritzei, it's going to be tired to disaster. Therefore, a person should not say both. One last din, which is the din of saying making Avdallah. The Shulchan Aruch says that a person should make, the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch is, V'koyer na Megillah v'achekach mavdilin. You should really make Avdallah after the Megillah. Says the Shari Tshuva, Roiva Oilam Noyegim, to be Mavdal after the Megillah. But since there's no Makoyer and Shas and Poiskim, one person can make Havdalah before Megillah as well. And the Das Torah brings, just like Hanukkah, we all know that. Hanukkah, there's a big Shiloh when to do it. Should you do it before Hadlaka or after Hadlaka? Should you do it before Hadlaka? Because Lamai said he's a din of Tadir, that Havdalah comes first. So maybe you should do it first. It says the Das Torah, the same would be applicable over here. And you should do Avdallah first. Where is it in Negea? These different shuls have different minhagim. Some ways how they set out the practicality. Some have Myriv. After Myriv, they have a break. So when you go home for that break, technically that would be a time you could make Avdallah. Before Myriv, really, you shouldn't, because Myriv comes first. But after Avdallah, after Myriv, you can make Avdallah. Some shuls have, you come back already, you come back from Myriv and Avdallah. So there already, you should really not make Avdallah before. However, the Kaf HaChaim, the Kaf HaChaim also brings that if a person makes Avdallah, if a person's reading the Megillah in his house, he can make Avdallah before. But this is really all the shmooze of making Avdallah after Meir before Megillah. And of course, if a person does make Avdallah, a person should make sure not to drink more than a kabeya of wine. Because the Dovah the Hamashtaka, I know it's Geshmak, ready to warm yourself up, but the halacha is that before a mitzvah, you're not allowed to drink more than a kabeya, because it's moishach, and therefore you're going to miss the mitzvah. And if you make something that's not mishtaka, you could drink as much as you want. That's the halacha. You want to drink a coffee before taking lulav. That's all a din. David, that's not mishtaka. You could drink as much as you want. But if you're making avdallah, again, before Megillah, which we saw technically in many poskim, you should make sure not to drink too much from dvarim hamishtakrim. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a freilichim purim.